right.
I think we can all see it, right? See it. Okay, I'm going to report on the critical literacy in ELT project. On our last day in Sorocaba, we were prompted to come up with ideas of projects that we could carry out together as an outcome. One of the projects was the critical literacy in ELT project. We had a lot of information during the Hornby course, but we didn't know that there was still a lot to be processed. And it's a personal process. So we were a group of people who are involved in this project. Chris Lima, our coordinator, who has been the heroine of the project. Then there's myself from Peru, Sergio Mobilia from Argentina. There's Clarissa Meneses, Eliana Gonzalez, Jose Antonio, of course, who was there too, Enrique Basabe from Argentina, and Paulo da Mata from Brazil. So these are the people working on this project.
These are the people that are working in the single committee. They have more people from the project.
Ah, of course, those are part of the single committee. I'm sorry. Okay, good. Oh, we forgot. I'm going to add your name. That's not fair. Okay, so on our first year. On our first year, we came up with a title, which was Planning a Winter School, Following Up on the Strand, Global Issues and Perspective. So our first objective was to get together again in July, and after having studied and really understood what we had learned in Sorocaba, we would get together again and go one step farther. Our objectives for that first year were to examine ways in which theories, approaches, and methodologies could be applied in ELT in informed ways, to strengthen and extend the community of ELT practitioners arising from the Hornby Summer School, with a view to open a space for the emergence of projects in the field of global citizenship education, and to create a forum for the exchange of ideas on the experiences of participants prompted by the input provided by the critical literacy and global issues strand in the AHS. Well, the idea was that we wanted to continue working together. We found a space, which was the forum, and we also found a topic that we wanted to deal with, which was critical literacy. So in July 2006, we had the first summer school, which was held in Brasilia. I myself couldn't attend because I had surgery, and we started thinking of, well, I couldn't attend the Brazilian event, but critical literacy was drawing attention of more people. And there was another person in Lima, which was Ana Villar, who had contacted Vanessa Andreotti and myself, so we decided to have another critical literacy school in Lima. But I was working at Cajamarca at the time.
Yes. To Brasilia, so I couldn't go to Brasilia, so I had to go to Peru.
Well, but the idea is when there is a will, there is a way. We had two more critical literacy schools, one in Lima, the bottom picture is from Lima, and one in Cajamarca, the upper picture is in Cajamarca. And the results were really more than we had expected. We hadn't expected this response, we hadn't expected these outcomes, and we didn't expect to win the Elton Award in 2007. Chris went to London and she picked the award. I've seen it in her house. I tried to steal it, but she kept a close eye on it. But then, now that she's moving, she might lose sight of the Elton. But then we had to, you know, get together again through the forum. Oh, sorry, and we also have the Critical Literacy in English Language Education, which is a booklet with the conclusions of our first summer school. Now, if you come to read it again, there are many things that are not there, and there are many things that we probably wouldn't include in a second booklet, but that was the outcome of our first summer school. So when we won the Elton, we got together and we got serious, like, okay, we need to go on, and what are we going to do now? We moved on to the year 2. And this time we were a little bit more ambitious than the first year. The project title was Hands-On Critical Literacy, Developing Collaborative Approaches to Critical Literacy in ELT. Again, what were the aims? To expand knowledge and understanding of the implications of critical literacy in ELT education. Because we understood that critical literacy was not only, or did not exist only in ELT, but it went deep beyond. To publish relevant ELT materials for different levels and age groups produced by educators on topics related to local global issues and grounded on their own teaching context, and to develop a strategy for research and dissemination related to the notion of critical literacy in teacher education and within existing teaching networks. What happened was that we were working with our mentors, one of them was Vanessa Andriotti, were very academic, and they were great. We learned a lot from them. But we also faced the reality with other teachers and in the classroom that there had to be a way to go from the theory to practice, and that was our aim on the second year. There was a call for papers, and we had some other outcomes. One of them was the translation first into Portuguese of our booklet. Then we had the pre-convention event in Apeas in July last year, and I was there. And we kept on. Sorry? Oh, there's Sarah, of course, there's Chris, there's Lin Mario, right, and Rain. And those were basically the highlights of 2007. We started thinking of how the project could grow, and we had to face the fact that our project had to be self-sustainable. Because for the first, yes, Chris.
So,
By the end of 2007, oh yes, when I did this, we launched two sets of materials, which are part of volume one of critical literacy materials, which are available through the British Council website as well. So people like Jose Antonio and Inez and Chris and myself and other teachers from Peru and from Brazil published Sarah's, of course, on Sarah's work on slavery, shared what they had been doing, and we gave it a format, and now we have eight sets of materials that can be downloaded. And then, well, our aim for this year was to be self-sustainable, which meant that we had to go online. It is impossible for me to travel three or four times a year, or Chris to go around Latin America, because we do not have a budget for that. Actually, there is no budget for that, so we had to find a way of making the project self-sustainable. Critical Literacy Project Year 3, which is this year, the project title is Developing Global Citizenship Education, and our aim is to expand the work done during these first 2 years to develop teacher training materials, to make materials accessible to a wider audience through the internet, and to publish the SIG online newsletter. So the baby, this year's baby, will be the online newsletter. But thanks to a lot of effort by Chris, I have to mention that Chris is...
Everybody's
effort, but Chris is. We know this. Chris makes things possible. We had this teacher development material produced, or we are in the process of producing this material. The documents, the eight sets of material that we produced last year is being translated into 27 languages, and we have 43 translators, volunteers, working on them.
Everything online, I've never met them. People
yeah.
from Nepal, people from Sri Lanka, people from Morocco.
Sets of material.
In the Spanish, you have basically all the series published, translated into Spanish as well. And I just put the advertisement on my own text, and people contacted me and started talking. And they sent them the documents online, and they are sending me the translations online. Now I'm contacting people from the British Council websites around the world to review, because I don't know in Paris, I don't know, you know. So somebody has to check, the double check, to see if the meanings
yes.
is
being well translated.
We had people working on the project, translating the scripts into Spanish. We had Sergio working on editing, and even so, it's kind of complicated sometimes. So I'm going to get to the second phase now, that's to review the translations. And the British Council volunteers are going to help. Everything goes to and everything on my and after that, we are arranging excuse for you. We are negotiating with the teaching English website, which calls Teaching English. And we are going to create a critical literacy section in Teaching English. And we are going to publish our system. We are going global.
Is this, Chris, is this is copyleft or not?
It's copyleft.
Everything is copyleft.
Everything is copyleft. Yes. Even now, I have to, because this issue of copyright, because of some photographs and texts, and I have to talk to you about the proper text. Because even if these things are adapting, even if you take from the internet,
exactly.
You have to be careful because there are copyrights. Not that you mix it on the internet, it's free. Yeah. Right.
Exactly. I was sort of fuming there at the plenary session because he just said, he mentioned his source, like, you know, I found it on Google, and I was commenting with the other guy on the other day. It's just like saying, I found my source in the library, you know.
Yes.
Because, I mean, what is the source? And you just go there, you go and get
the
material.
We got some
cartoons
from Google. Yeah. We had to remove it.
Yeah.
And I had to draw.
And she made drawings. So pictures and texts from the internet.
They have to be under a creative commons.
So the first information we had, Vanessa told us, that if it was on the internet, as long as you provided a source, it was okay. And we believe that. And now we have to check everything again. Being published on Teaching English, that's the British Council BBC website, things get a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
You have to be extremely careful via libel and this kind of thing. Yes, just what I said was maybe you have to read the story, you have to read the story, say that you are reading the story. You have to read the story, you have to read the text, recreate the story in your own version. But it's like that, so everything is happening.
Great.
Okay.
And finally, we are having joint events with teacher associations. It is no longer possible for us to travel around and give presentations everywhere. So we're working with teacher associations, we're working with bigger groups of teachers, so that we will have presentations without having to spend a lot of money. For example, I'm going back to Lima, and then they have invited me to Trujillo to give two presentations on critical literacy. And then in October, I am going all the way down south to Tacna, and I'm also giving two presentations on critical literacy, which is not going to cost anything to the project. Thank God, not to me this time either. But we're still spreading the word, and the idea is that we want as many teachers as possible involved with the project. And those are the pictures from the February events. This one was in Trujillo, and Sarah and Chris were there. Lima is the one down here, the one up there is in Cajamarca. And this is the event we had yesterday, our Critical Literacy SIG event. And that's pretty much it so far.
You know, there was this presentation that I had that I presented.
Oh, of course.
So the idea is to go with teachers' associations. Where there is an event, we certainly propose to do that, so we would like to spend money organizing the events.
Chris, may I just add?
add something. I linked to your, to the site of Critical Literacy, because I started doing a page on Wiki Educator.
Which one?
Wiki Educator is something which is similar.
I don't know which site of
the Critical Literacy site.
The one that is this one.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm developing material there on my own for the time being for ELT teachers interested in visual literacy together with critical literacy. So the critical literacy, I just for the time being linked there, and that's why I'm asking whether it was copyleft, because what I include in Wiki Educator, this is an initiative of the Commonwealth of Learning, right? It is publishing material for free. So I started, with my years of Lycée, where we had a lot of this. So I have started doing something on visual literacy, supported by critical literacy. So if we can sort of link to each other, right?
And
I cannot from there. It has to be all right.
Our
material
is going to be copyrighted.
Okay.
For everyone.
All right. I'm totally.
So it's going to be, and then we should include that people have permission to reproduce blah 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 for educational purposes.
Exactly.
So we are giving free.
Yeah. I'll show you later if you want to have a look at it.
There was one more thing I'm going to launch this afternoon.
You are going to launch the
call for. So it's being launched today, and you are all, of course, invited to submit your material.
We would like to go to teacher training this time, and teachers for teacher training.
Yeah,
that's students.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing here on the visual.
We would like to go because we need to have to start
with teachers. Okay, so these are our emails if you're interested in the project and you'd like to join. And that's it. Thank you very much.